So let's start from Daf Teslamid Beis, a few lines. Let me just see. Teslamid Beis. Today's the Daf of the Achbar. What?
You got up to
this, you got up to? Taka to that? Okay. Okay. So we'll start from the two dots. Okay, Teisha Tzibur Shalmatz. Okay, let's start from there. That's Teslam Beis. Okay, we'll start from the two dots. Teisha, Teslam Beis, about 2/3 down. Okay, today is Daf Yud. But today we're going back to Teslam Beis. Teisha Tzibur Shalmatz, V'yachad Shalchametz. We have two piles of matzah. V'yachad Shalchametz. So we have a total of three. V'yos Achbar V'shakal V'lo Yadina I'matzah Shakal Yichamet Shakal. Achbar comes and takes, and we do not know if he took from the Roiv, which is the two tziburin of matzah, or from the chametz, hainu teisha chanuyos. So this, the Gemara is, we have a lot of lumdisha cases. This is the case, the classic, probably the most classic case of roiv. Teisha chanuyos. This is the story of teisha chanuyos. So that means, what's the halacha? It's mechtsa al mechtsa. So let's just see the Rashi. Let's just see the Rashi very quickly. Teisha. Teisha tziburin piskei hilach said v'yos achba v'shal just the Rashi v'yos achba v'shak v'nichnas lebayis bifoneinu. Can we over here a roiv? The roiv is matzah. The miut is chametz. There are three piles.
Nine.
Teisha tzimum shel matzav yechad shel chametz. It's 9 and 1, just like the case of the 10 stores. 9 is kosher, 1 is treif. Rashi, teisha v'yos achbar v'shakal v'nichnas lebayis bifoneinu, and the achbar enters the home in front of us. V'lo yadin v'ichametz shakal. We do not know if the achbar took from the chametz or took from the matzah. The cave and the chazino tzichin livdoik oidilma matzah shakel shailis. So we do not know which one of the piles he took from. So what is the halacha? Rashi, next Rashi, hayin v'teisha chanuyos dekaymolam be'ahu lekamei dekol kavua kishenatlu mimokem kavu ein holchem boyachah haroyv el harayu kemechzal mechza. So since the shaila was noilat, the Sofik was Noilan, and this is Xeris HaKos, not to go into the Lomb, this now is Xeris HaKos. Since the Sofik was Noilan in the Kvius, we do not know the source, did it take from the 9 of Matzah or the 1 of Chametz, in Halacha that has the status of Mechza al Mechza, and therefore you need to do a Bedika. It's a 50-50 chance that the Achbar took matzah, even though statistically it's really matzah, because it's 90 to 10%. But since our suffix, where did our suffix start? It started in the kavius. It started in the source. And any time you have a suffix, when it starts in the source, even if it's 90 to 10, it's halacha, it's always 50-50, and if we have no choice but to do a proper bedika. However, vayitin the Gemara, let's say our suffix was, we did not, let's go vayitin the Gemara, let's remember very quickly, one more time. Teisha tziburin shal matzav, yechash shal chametz, v'yasa achbar v'shakal v'loidini matzav shakal v'chametz shakal. Hayinu teisha chanuyas. Next, perash. Let's say in the street there is a piece of what looks like bread, or what we'll call non-kosher lePesach matzah. Okay, so it's chametz gomor, but we have no way of determining if this piece that's in front of us is chametz or matzah. Now, where did this come from? This came from one of the 10 piles, and now we see the achbar. The achbar takes it and brings it into the house. Question is, do we need to do a bedika? So here, when was the suffix brought to our attention? It was brought to our attention already after it was parush. And the halach is, once the suffix is brought to, the suffix begins after it really was parush, then we do go basaroiv. And since in this instance the majority is matzah, you do not need to do a bedika. Perash v'yosach v'shakel v'haynu seinu seva d'tzan teish chaduyus. 9 are selling kosher meat. The achas mecheres basar nevela. The lokach meachas mehen. The any yodei meizem hem lokach. Pesach and you bought. So when was the Safek Sveikoi Osir? You do not know which store you went into. That's the previous piece of Gemara. When the Safek was Noilad in its Makar, in the source, then it's always 50-50. That's Sveikoi Osir. That's the first halacha. Uvinimsa, but when you find a piece of meat lying in the street and you do not know from which store this piece of meat has come from, in the situation of course where there's no possibility that it came from another city, it only came from one of these 10 stores, 9 are kosher, 1 is non-kosher, then we go uvinimsa haleich achar harayv. So this halacha is the source for the two shilas when it comes to bedikas chametz. Again, you have 10 homes, 10 piles, 9 is matzah, 1 is chametz. If the suffix was which pile the achbar took from, then in halach it's 50-50, you must do a bedikah. If the piece of bread already separated from one of these 10 piles and now it's found in the street, and now that's the first time we come in contact with this piece of bread, we do not know which one of the 10 stores, and now the achbar takes that piece of bread into your home, then we go basaroiv, called the parish, move the parish of nimsa halech acharov al piz svara. It doesn't make a difference because the statistics are it's 90-10%. It's a gezeiras hakasa. This is a special halacha, different sugya. It's a gezeiras hakasa that you always have to identify at what moment in time was it a shaila. That's where the halacha begins. If the shaila began when you had in front of you 10 stores, kavua, 9 kosher and 1 non-kosher, then it's 1 shaila. If the suffix is first brought to your attention at a later point in time, after the piece of meat, or in this case, the piece of bread already separated, then it's a different shaila. Okay, Nugmar. Shnei tzibur nechad shel matzah v'nechad shel chametz. We have 2 piles. 1 pile of matzah, 1 of chametz. So it's 50-50. V'lifneim shnei batim. And there are 2 homes. You own 2 homes. One home you already have done a bedika, and the other home you have not yet done. One home is kosher l'Pesach, and one is not. What?
They're next to each other.
So now we know, and the achbar takes echad baduk v'echad ein sheina baduk. One has already been examined for chametz. One is ein baduk. Also shnei achbar. Now there are 2 mice. 2 come echad shakal matz v'echad shakal chametz. We know for a fact that 1 mouse took matz, 1 took chametz, and they enter. Each one enters a separate home. So we do not know if the chametz took a mouse enter the chametz took a home, and the kashla pesach mouse enter the kashla pesach home, or it was vice versa. It's a 50-50 chance. We do not know. V'lo yadinun hei l'hayal. We do not know to which home each one entered. The hei l'hayal and which one. Hainush. So this is already, we have a precedent in halacha, what the halacha will be. Basically, we go l'kula. Why don't we go l'kula? Because we're going to see in the Gemara's maskana, bedikas chametz zadin dirabanan. And any time it's 50-50, you have a right to be makel, just like we're going to show now. Hainush nekubos. This is the case of 2 boxes of truma. And we're dealing with truma bizman hazeh, which is only midrabanan. And we have a shaila, truma midrabanan bizman hazeh, we're makel. Here's the example of Tanan. Shnei kubos, achas shalchum, yachas shaltruma. We have 2 boxes. One box is contains chulum. One box contains truma. V'lifneim shnei sin. And in front of us, we have 2 different other boxes. Sin is a measurement of grain. Echad shel chulam, yechad shel truma. V'naflu ilu sechelu. And then one box fell into the other. So what are the, and there's not enough for bittul. Bittul you need that for truma. You need 100-1. If we have 100-1, then there's no shaila. But we don't have the se'in. The amount of grain is less than the sheer bittul. So on the chance that the truma fell into the chulin, the entire tyruvus is now going to be truma, because we don't have enough chulin to be mevatel the truma. So what do we do? So the halach is we can be makel. We could assume the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. Sha'ani oimer. Chulin l'say chulin naflu u'truma l'say truma nafla. So same similarly here, we have 2 homes. One is kashal l'pesach, one is not. There are 2 achbarim. One is carrying chametz, one is carrying matzah. And they enter into these 2 homes. We do not know which one went into which. We have a right to be makel and assume that the chametz went into the house that's chametzdik, and the matzah went into the house that's boduk, that's kosher lePesach. So the Gemara does not like the same answer, because the Gemara Nachamim assumes that the case of truma is a din derabanan, and dealing with matzah, but the Gemara Nachamim is a pildik havamina, bedikas chametz. The Gemara Nachamim thinks it's a din deraisa. So when we go, when you're dealing with din deraisa, 50-50, you have to be machmir. Only by din derabanan can you make a 50-50. So the Gemara's kash is emo. Then we need shiny emo. When you say emo, then we need shiny emo. That's dafka b'truma derabanan bechametz. And bechametz deraisa ni amrinan. When it comes to a shail of chametz deraisa, are you allowed to be making when it's 50-50? If you have a shal in front of you, a piece of meat, safik, you have to be machmer, safik deraisa l'chumra. So what's going on? The Gemara says in the Chanami, we're not dealing with otu b'dikas chametz deraisa. The halacha of b'dikas chametz is not a din deraisa, to be b'dik for chametz. It's an issue to eat chametz. It's an issue to possess chametz on Pesach. But the requirement to be b'dik, that your home should not have chametz, only derabanan he, the deraisa, all you have to say is kol chanira, and that's enough. It's only a takonas chazal to make a bedika. That's why the cases are analogous. They're two dinim derabanan. That's why we can make a next case.
Why is truma derabanan?
Bizman hazeh. Because you need. No, it's because you need the majority of Eretz of Klal Yisrael to be present in Eretz Yisrael.
Right,
I'm pretty sure that's why. Tzibur yachad shel chametz lufan of beis batim. Nu halach, nu shayla. A pile of chametz lufan of beis batim. One pile of chametz and two homes. Bedukim, and each of the homes is kosher lePesach. They've already been inspected. V'yos achbar. V'shakal v'lo yadin hei lahai ol. We do not know to which home did the achbar enter. So the question now is, do you have to check both homes? Do you need to do a new bedik on both homes? Or you don't have to do anything, because each home by itself is it's not the place where the achbar went. So the Gemara says that we have a halachic precedent. Hayin mamish, go to the whole shas. And this daf Gemara, you go to the whole shas, all different, all the sodas of Sveikas. Hayinu shnei shevilin. This is the case. Rav Lowi, agroyis yashu koyach. Hayinu shnei shevilin. These are the two paths. The case of the Shneish, what is the case of Shneish from the Tanan? Shneish shvil necha and tamei v'yachato. You have two roads. One road is tamei, one road is tar. In other words, there's a mace that's buried on one road. V'holach v'yachad mehen. And this individual travels on one of the roads. V'osa tahoros. And when he comes home, he comes in contact with items that are tar. U'bo chaveroi v'holach. He went on road A. Okay, there are two roads. There's road A and road B. Ruvain travels on road A. Shimon travels on road B. V'yasa taharos. And when Shimon comes home, he touches in his home things which are tahar. And then they come, then they realize, then they are told that one of these two roads is tamei. There was a person who died, and the person was buried on one of these two roads. The person that buried this individual does not remember which road the mace was buried. But we can be certain that one of these two roads, there was a mace, and therefore, since these two individuals traveled both roads, one of them is vadai tamei. Memela, all the food in the year in the home of one of these two people is tamei. So what do? So if machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, im nishalu zebef nezid, this is an incredible chiddush, the Gemara says, if they come to ask the shaila, and each one comes to the Rav separately, Reuven comes and asks the shaila, so when he comes to the Rav says, it's a safik, you can be makel. And the shalu zebefnei atzma yitoharin, because we can in tolim can say that it wasn't you, it was the other person. B'shneim b'vasachas, but if they come b'vasachas, then manavshach, you can't go be toilet on someone else. Then tamein, then we have no choice but to say they're both tamein. The very important Tosfos says that's only a chumra midrabbanan. It goes out that min haTorah, even if they come b'vasachas, they both come in front of the Rav and they tell the Rav the story. they're both tahar. Because each one can be toila against the other, since it doesn't look right. So midrabanan, if you come of asachas, it's that's the short tesis. Vasachas rikol tamei near the high new midrabanan. The midraisa afilu bevasachas. There's a tremendous chiddush. That's how far it goes. The halacha of suffik. Torah is very makel. Ad kadei kach that even midat Torah midrabanan will machne. Okay, shnei vasachas tamei. Rabbi Yosi says he disagrees. Ben kach tamein, it doesn't make a difference, he's machmir. Even if they come alone, tamir. The Gemara explains exactly where they argue, the Gemara clarifies exactly what the point of disagreement is. Omar Rava, Vitem Rabbi Yochanan, Bevasachas, Dibra Kol tamein. If they both come to the Rav together, there's no question, tamein. You have no right to say you can't be toil on someone else, it's tied to the Sashim, one of Shach. One of them has to be Tomei, so we have no choice. That everyone agrees. B'ze achar ze, divrei hakol tahor. If they come separately, then everyone agrees we can say that the other person is it's tahor. Because you can say that it wasn't me, it was someone else. Lo nechelku ela b'va lahashil Allah v'al chaveroi. Lom nishashayla, where one comes to ask about himself, and about his friend. So the second person didn't mamish come to the Rav. Only one person came to the Rav at a time. And when he came, he also mentioned, what will the halacha be for someone else? So here, you're already bordering, you're already approaching the case of ki'ilu, they coming bevas achas. That's where they disagree. Rabbi Yossi midamulo levas achas. Rabbi Yossi is machmir. It's ki'ilu, they came bevas achas, memela, they're both tamei. Since each one did not come amish together, again, you need the Yisoid of Taisus for this. You need the Taisus Yisoid. Taisus Yisoid is that even the Meikar Hadin, if they would both come bevas achas to Hoyrin, because they're two separate people, so you can each one can say, it was you. Midrabon v'machmir, that if they come together, Machmir. So now when one person comes and he asks the Shaila for himself and for his friend, already, so now you can be Madame, well, the halacha, that's Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so therefore that's, so now how does it tie into our Gemara? That's how it ties into the case of the two homes. We have here, we have two homes, and we have one mouse, and the mouse enters into one of the two homes. So if the two homes are owned by one person, I own both homes. So what's the halach? I own both homes. I have to check both homes because it's my problem. I own both homes. Let's say home A and home B owned by two separate people, and they both come to the Rav together. They both have to be checked because we have no choice. One of them is one. If each one comes alone, separately, then they do not have to check. The Rav will say, we could assume the Achba went into the other one's house. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi. So it's an exact parallel, the case of the Bedikah to the case of the Safek. Next, Safek.
It's all based on Safek Tum and Rosh Hashanah Mistar, right? That's what it's all based on.
There's a whole Shaila. That all the laws of Safek Tum I think there's a lot of machlokes and shaylos. There's a lot of tais on this.
That's suffik tumah.
So you want to extrapolate to other seikos. Not every suffik is always tied back to suffik tumah berush sayachet. Rishasham is tar. Suffik tumah berush is tamid. So here it's lachar is sayachet. Okay, I don't know. It's a complicated shaylah. I don't know all the problem. The issue of going back to sayta, I don't know if we said in every single case tumah. We definitely come to, the laws of Tumah definitely go back to the laws of Saita. But other Shilas of Safik do not necessarily tie back.
We're naming off for Dabba Pasha that a regular Safik is
Mutter, correct.
Based on what?
Why? Because it's the Rabban, Bedikas. Why? Because it's a Midrabban, it's Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is only a so the Shnei Shvilin is the Suffolk Tumah Berusha Sarab, right? So very good. It's a Suffolk D'Oraisa, but as far as we're concerned, that Shakul Kneged a Suffolk D'Rabbanan, because by a Suffolk D'Oraisa Berusha Sarabim, you make them.
Right.
So that's just a technical thing that we need to say. The Suffolk Tumah Berusha Sarabim in that instance is Tahar. That will make it powerful. parallel to a case of a Safek Derabbanan. But the other case in the Gemara, and all the examples the Gemara gives, most, not all the cases are cases of Tumma, there are other different examples. Let's go by that. Next case, Safek Ol, Safek Loyal, new Shaila. We have a mouse. Mouse has chametz, and it's only one bias. And we do not know if the mouse entered the bias. Maybe yes, maybe not. So what's halacha? Hainu bika. So this is the case of a valley. What's the case? The pluksa, the Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon. What is the machloikis? What is the case? The tanan hechanichlas the bika. The mois hagishon. You go into a valley in the rain in the winter. In the winter, it's a reshus hayochet. A valley during the winter, you're not allowed to go there because you're going to ruin the crops. Therefore, no one travels. If no one travels, it has the status of reshus hayochet. And safek tumah reshus hayochet is tumay. The tumah besada plainus. And there's tumah in a certain field. So it's a shail of safek tumah reshus hayochet generally is tumay. The Omar Echad, and the person says, Halachti b'makom halos, I entered this specific location. The Eini Yoideh im nichnasti b'oisa sodeh, I entered the vicinity, but I do not know if I enter the field which the mace is buried. The imloy nichnasti or not. So what is the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer metaher v'chachamim metamim. So Rabbi Eliezer says tohar. That's not a case of saita, because saita is where you enter. The woman entered into the home of this entry. Here you have a suffix if you actually entered, and therefore according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's grounds to be makel. If you have a suffix, if you entered the rishus where the tumma is, even though it's a suffix tumma rishus hayachid tohar suffix maga, but if you definitely did enter into that domain, and the only shail is if you made contact with the mace, then suffix maga tumma tame. So this is, now we come back to the same exact shaila. When we come over here, we have the Chulda, the Achbar, coming into the bias, Safek Bia. So according to Eliezer, Tahar, you don't have to do a Bidika, because Safek Bia is Tahar. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim disagree. The Chacham holds Safek Bia, Tamei, Mimela, you have a Savik, if the Akbar went to the house, you're going to have to do a Bidika. Now it's obviously very Chiddush, because we're going to be coming to match the Raisa with the Rabbana. See, that's where the good Gemara, there's a ton of Lumbus and the Sugis, because the case of if you entered into the field, Safik Bia, since it's Bimois HaGeshamim, it has the status of Rishos Sayachid. So it's a Safik de Oiraisa. Bidika's Chametz, the very nature is Safik Midrabanan. Yet, the Gemara says that this type of Safik is equivalent. Safik Bia, even though it's true that this is only Midrabanan, that's de Oiraisa, it is such a significant Safik, you have to be Mechalik in the different types of Sveikos. Just because something is a Safik de Rabanan doesn't automatically mean you're going to be Mekel. There are different levels of Safik. When you have two batin and you do not know, the mouse went into one, did it go into this one or did it go into that one? That type of Safik is much more lenient than the Safik here, where we have a Safik if it went in. Because if it didn't go in, where did it go? So the Gemara seems to be saying that the Safik Bia is more chomor than a Safik of going into two different homes. In this case, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, Safik Bia is Tamei. The Safik, if the Achbar took in the Chomets into the Bayi, it's going to be Tamei. What? The Rabbanan. Right, Rabbi Eliezer is Metar Lagamri, Safik Bia is Metar. But according to the Chachamim, it's Tamei.
Not if it's a
Safik Bia. Oh, and the Gemara seems to be saying that's what the halacha is going to be when it comes to chametz. That according to the Chachamim, Hainu plugs to the Rebbe Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, Safik, if the Achbar went into the bias, it requires a Bedika. What do you mean it requires a Bedika? This is the Rabbanan, that's a Deraisa. Teretz says, even in the Rabbanans, there are different Madregos. And this type of Madrega by a Rabbanan is equivalent, at least Lechumra, according to the Gemara of a Safik, according to the Chachamim. Kevaita. All the Bodak, new Shaila. There's no question that the Achbar entered. It went in with Chametz, and you made a Bedika. I don't know if you made a bracha on the Bedika, but you made a Bedika. You made a Bedika, and what happened? Bodak v'loy ashkach. No, the person made a Bedika, and v'loy mat ashkach, did not find the Chametz. So what do you have to do now? What's the tzadim? Do you have to check again? Anyone have a shayla? You put out 10 pieces and you only find 9? Happens, right? So what do you do? Well, you only find 9. I remember when I was a little kid, I asked the Rebbe. So he says, you keep on looking. You keep on looking until you find that 10th piece. So that's not Shab over here. All the Bodak, the Akbar, and the Bodak, Vlad Ashrach, what's Allah, Plugs of the Rebbe Rabbanan? This is a machloikis. It's not. Hoyle me oim there, called over Shabbachas Kastuma. Ending which is a cheskas tuma le oila mukhubitumas at she yivoda lecha hatuma hechon hu. You have no choice. You have to be machmir until you are absolutely certain, until you find the tuma. Vachachamayimrim boydik at she magil lesela lekarka basula, and you finish. So you have a shiloh person. There's a kazayis basim and ames in a certain area, and you know for sure it was there, and now you can't find it. So you do the best you can. You do bedika until you reach virgin soil, or until you reach hard rock area, bedrock. That's it. It's not here. It's not here. So where did it go? You know, there's a limit to how far you are responsible, what you are required to do. So the same thing. If the achbar brings chomet into the bayis, we have a machlekes ad kedei kach, how far you have to go in doing the bedika luchoy. This week nafkemi aloch lemaisa bezman hazeh, when you put out the 10 pieces. I don't know the exact pratim, it's not so poshit. How far do you go? You put out 10 pieces, you don't find the 10th piece. So
according to Rameh, you have to do another bedik.
I don't know, it's a very good point. Yeah, how far do you have to go? I don't know, it's a very interesting shot, but yeah, over here you have a makar, you have what to work with. L'char, this is an interesting starting point to deal with the shayla, where you know that you're missing one of the pieces that you put out. Some people have to put out less than a kazayis. You put out less than a kazayis. Each piece should be less than a kazayis, just in case you have the shayla. So you shouldn't have a mamish a kazayis, because bayo bali motze is on a kazayis. But other people are also the machbe that all the pieces together should equal a kazayis. So when you do bedika, you should be boydik a kazayis. So each piece alone is less than a kazayis, but together it makes it a kazayis. Okay, right? All the bodak. You enter and you do bedika. The ashrach and you find. So now, what's the shayla? The shayla is, who says the piece that you found is the piece that the achbar brought in? In other words, maybe you should be required to find the achbar with the piece of chametz in his mouth.
The achbar brought in a chametz.
Ubadak, and you do bedika, the ashkach, and you find a piece of chametz. But you don't find the achbar. So maybe you should be required to do bedika until you find the achbar with a piece of chametz in the achbar's mouth. What? So the Gemara said the achbar don't generally swallow. They don't swallow the entire thing. They just swallow a little bit, the crumbs, or they don't even. It's not necessarily the derech. So
why can't we say the achbar ate it?
Because the achbar, because you don't know that for sure. That's part of the Gemara. You don't know for sure the achbar actually ate it. What does Rashi say? All the bodak v'ashach nichnas v'achbar befoneinu bodak v'alabayis achbar v'ashach pusa v'ainu yodeh im zohi im lav. Maybe the achbar did not eat this. Maybe the achbar has it with him, and it's somewhere. Because if he really would have found it, he would have found the piece together with the achbar. So let's see. All the bodak v'ashach pluksa d'rebi v'rabban shimon ben gamliel d'tanya sada shnev bakar v'kever a sada in which a kever was lost. So anyone who walks in there, of course, we have no choice but to assume that he walked over the kever. Nimsaba kever, let's say you find a kever. Now, what's the shayla? Maybe there's more than one kever. All you know is that a kever in this area was lost, and you found a kever. But who says the kever you found is the kever? Maybe the kever you found is a different kever. Nimsa bo kever hanichnas l'soicha tar. Why? According to the Tanakhama, Shani Emma, you're right to assume kever she'ovat hu kever she'nimsa. Who says this? Divrei Rebbe. However, Rabba Neshimin Gamliel Oimer tibode kolasa dekul. It's not enough. You have a large field. Let's say a very large field, and you know that in this field the kever there was someone who was recently buried. and you go searching, and right away you get lucky. Right away you go and you check the first 10 feet, you find it. But there's another 30 feet, there's another whole, another area. So how do you know? So that's the machlokes. Rebbe is makel that if you find the kever, you assume that's the one you found. According to Shimon, we'll know. You have to go assume that maybe there's more. What you found is not the only kever. There are more kevarim. Same thing here. Who says the piece of chametz that you found is the a piece of chametz which the acha brought in? We're dealing, of course, in the house. You have to also add into the equation that this house was not yet checked. Okay, that's an important point.
Well, it wasn't checked.
Okay. So right, let's make that assumption. I told you that the achbar, you have to find the piece with the achbar and the piece of bread in the achbar's mouth. Let's forget about that. Let's make it simpler that the house was not yet checked. So there can be 20 pieces of bread lying around in this house.
Now
you see with your own eyes the achbar enter and deposit a piece of bread somewhere. Now you right away find the piece of bread.
You don't find that. You just find
a piece of bread. So do we have a right to assume the piece of bread that you found is the piece of bread that the achbar brought in? Or do we have to say no? We have to check the rest of the house because maybe the piece is not.
You could be makel.
Yes, going to be makel. Next, let's say you put new halacha. You put down 9 and you find 10. So now, what's the shal? You'll say, well, of course, you're finished. No, not necessarily. If you find 10, so obviously, maybe there's 11. And maybe the piece. Let's see. Hiniach test. You put down 9 pieces of matzah yud. What's the halacha? Plug to Rabbi Rabbanan. The Tanya. Hiniach mona. Now here we're dealing with truma. We're dealing with matzah. Really, meister oni. You put in your house in your wallet 100 zuz mona. Umotzim mosayim. And now you find the mona was 100 zuz of meister sheni or meister. Let's say meister sheni. And my shari has to be brought to you shlamim with kedusha. And now you come back a week later and you find in your wallet or you find in the corner of your home 200 zuz. So what's going on? So here, what's the tzadim? Do we say that 100 zuz is ma'aser sheni and the other 100 zuz is chulin, or do we say I only put away 100 zuz of ma'aser sheni? If I'm finding out 200, it must be that this 200 is chulin, and my ma'aser is somewhere else.
It's different.
Let's see.
It's not the same bill. Exactly.
It's not the same. Well, here it's double the money. Let's say coin. Just say it's 200 coins. Let's see. Hediach money motzim osayim. So what's the halacha? Tanakama says we have a right to assume chulin u'maaser sheni muravim ze bezeh. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that we have a right to assume that if you put there 100 zuz of ma'aser sheni, we have a right to assume that that's the ma'aser sheni is there. That's right. And the other 100 zuz is chulin. V'chachomim oimrim, no. I only put there 100 zuz of ma'aser sheni. And I'm finding 200. This is not what I put away. What I put away was taken away. Someone went and took it away. It's either stolen or misplaced or it's somewhere else in the house. The fact that it's a different sum of money means that what I'm finding now is not the same thing that I put down. So when it comes to our shayla, when it comes to chametz, we you leave your house, there are 9 pieces of chametz, you come back and you find 10. So according to the Tanakhama Rebbe, you have a right to assume those 9 are the same 9 original pieces. And the 10th, excuse me, and the 10th is a bonus. So now you have one more piece of chametz. According to the chamim, no. If you only put down 9 and you're finding 10, it must be that the 9 are still out there somewhere, and the 10 are different, there's a different 10, and you must now make a thorough bedika to make sure to find those other 9. Next, hiniach yud, all the way around. You put down 10, and now you only find 9. V'yini emotzot. Now, this is not the case, by the way, of the 10 pieces, because 10 pieces, you know what they look like. You wrapped it up in a paper towel with scotch tape or whatever you press. So they're dealing over here where you're putting a piece of bread and you have really no idea if these are the original pieces or not. But the point of here is you put in last week, before you left, you put down 10 pieces of bread in the home you left. You come back later next week and you find the only 9 pieces. So what is the shaila? Are these 9 pieces the original 10? One is missing and Achbar took away 1. Or if I left 10, I'm only finding 9, it must be these are a different 9 and those 10 are lurking out there somewhere else in my bias. That's a safer the case. That's a similar case when it comes to Meiser Shady. I leave in my home 200 zuz of Meiser Shady. I come back next week, and guess what? There's only 100 zuz of Meiser Shady. What happened to half of the money? So that's a machlok. It's according to one opinion, someone stole it, so you're not responsible. You only have 100 left. You have 100 left. Other opinion says no. If you put down 200, you come back, you only find 100. So the 100 you find is chulin. And your 200 zuz is lurking out there, somewhere else out there. Hainu save the tnan tanya hiniach masayim umotza mone, or so you find only 100. So according to the Tanakama, mone munach mone mutal. 100 is the original. 100 that you have here, that's the original. Therefore, you could maishani. And the other hundred is gone,
stolen,
and you're not responsible. Divrei Rebbe v'chacham oimrim hakol chulin. The 100 that you find here, you can take for yourself. Oh, but I put down here 200. If you put down 200 and you only find 100, it must be that the 100 that you're finding is a completely different 100. The entire 200 was stolen, or was misplaced, or was taken away. And the 100 that you're finding now is something which is entirely new, which is chulin, and you can use for yourself. Same thing when it comes to the chametz. If you put down 10 pieces of bread, and you come back a week later, and you find 9, we have 2 opinions. According to Rebbe, the halacha would be that you don't have to do anything more. Just take those 9 pieces and you're finished, and the 10th piece disappeared, whatever happened to it. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Chavir Rabbanan, no, you have to make a bedikah for 10 pieces, because
it's what the Rabbanan make over there, it's going to come out of Chomer over here.
Exactly, because it all depends on the case. It's going to, if you don't, the yesod is, it's one yesod. If you come back and you have a different sum, a different number of what you left originally, then according to the Rabbanan, it's a reyasa. It means what I left was gone, and what I have now is new.
So I don't have to feed.
And that works both ways. That works both ways, right? And according to Rebbe, you know, Rebbe says it's the same. Either a little bit more was added, or some was taken away, but the basic, the nucleus, is the same. New case. New case. You put the chametz in one corner, and you come back and you find the chametz in a different corner. So what is the shaila? Maybe moved around. One of your kids moved it around from one corner to the other corner, or maybe the original is lost, and in the other corner is something that is new. Hiniach b'zavazu, matz b'zavazu, adacheres, pluk sadu b'shem l'lul rabbanon. It's not kardem. Okay, here's the shayel. Here's the case. You have a hatchet. Now you have to be on time. Chazal, they were nizer and taras hakodesh. If you in your home, you're careful. Every single thing is tar, and you do not let people walk into your home, because most people were not nizer in tahara. They did not go to mikvah, and if they walk into your home, they touch something. Everything is tummy. You come into your home, and not everything is where you left it. That means someone came into your home, Goldilocks, right? Someone came into your home and touched your things. They will metame your food. So here is the case, kardam, you have a hatchet, shalvat, babayis, it was lost, habayis tame. Now, forget about it being moved. It's lost. I can't find it. I left it on the table. I come home and it's not on the table. Why? So I have to assume all of the food in my home is tame. Why? Sha'ani oimer. I have to assume Adam tamei nichnas l'sham. Someone obviously entered, right? Someone unauthorized entered, and we have to be choshei that since most people who come into the home are tamei, someone entered and he helped himself into the refrigerator, into the counters, and touched all the food, and everything is now tamei. That's according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Habay is tar, no, it's mutter, Shani Oimer, Hishilehu la'acher v'shochach. We have a right to assume that no, you lent it to someone, you forgot. Ayishanola mizavizovi nichuzavzacheres v'shochach. And you forgot. And the Gemara we just ask a question, what's going on? That's not the case. The Gemara just a technical point. We start off with a kardoim, a hatchet that was lost. And then all of a sudden, when Rav Shimon Gamliel says his halacha, he says that you lent it to someone, he all of a sudden adds a case of a zavis, of a corner. The Gemara says, zavis, man de kar shme, that was not the original case. The Gemara says, you're right, chesrei mechser, we're missing words, v'achi ketani. Let's review the case from the beginning. Number one, kardom she'ovad babayis, habayis tame. That's according to the Tanakhama. Shani oimer, odom tame nichnas l'sham unetolei. Oy sheni choy bezavizo. Now new case. This is not the chesrei mechzura. Oy. There's a second case which the Tanakhama is going to address. Sheni choy bezavizo. You put the cardamom in one corn and you come back later in the day. Mitzoy bezavis acheres. According to Tanakhama, someone illegal entered your home and touched everything. Habayis tamei shani oimer. Adam tamei nichnas l'sham unetoloi and removed it. Mizavizo. Nichoy bezavis acheres. That's according to the Tanakhama.
Everything else is also.
Everything else is tamei because we have to write after once a person came into the home. We have to write after. Assume that he touched everything. He lent it someone, you forgot. And how does that follow off to our case? So look Rashi. Rashi says very nicely. Look the first small line in Rashi. How does this shaila translate? Look at Rashi. The first small line in Rashi. Five lines down from the very, very top. The Gabi Chometz. Nami. Lirabonon. Choyshishin. Shema Achbar Osa. The Kavon. Choyshin La Achbar. Yeshlochush Nami. Lo Zeho El Ach. So here, this case, really, Rashi is already getting a lot of Chidushim in the Gemara. That according to the Rabbanon, that we have to assume that it's different. If the chametz has moved from one corner to another corner, according to the Rabbanon was the one who was machmir. The Rabbanon was a Tanakhama. The Rabbanon was the one that said
that someone came
into your home, someone entered, and someone stole your kardoim, and someone moved things around. The same way the Rabbanon choyshed that some human being entered your home, the choyshed an achbar entered your home and moved your now and therefore what? It's not obvious the connection. So Rashi adds in the Chiddush, once already an achbar came into the home. The achbar moved the chametz around. He moved the chametz from one corner to another corner. So what's so terrible? So I found it. They came, and that's the chiddush of Rashi. They came on the chayish and the achbar. Once already were chayish for the achbar that it came into the house. Yesh lo chashnami loy zeh el acher. It's a different one. The since already, it's a tremendous chiddush Rashi is saying. It's a peltic chiddush. Once already were choshed for a legal entry, and already it moved it from location A to location B, we have to also take into consideration that it's a different piece of chametz.
And there's another piece of chametz.
There are two pieces of chametz in the house. The achbar moved one to another corner, and he brought in another one. If I find a piece of chametz in a different corner, that means that my original chametz is still in the house somewhere, floating around. And I must make a bedikah until I find two pieces of chametz, or until I'm absolutely certain that there's nothing else in this house. The cave of the chayish al achbar yeshlach hashnami loy zeu el acher. It's a tremendous chiddush. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. An achbar entered illegally because that's not really the case before. The case before is a person came into your home and he moved the kardoim from location A to location B. We don't say that a person entered the home and stole and hid the kardoim and brought in another kardoim. Right? We don't say that. So, but yet we're extrapolating to say here when it comes to the chametz, the achbar came in, he moved one of the pieces to a different corner, and he brought in another piece of chametz. Just a tremendous chiddush. And the Rabbi Shimon toilim ba'odam atzma shuhu also v'shachach ve'ein tzach b'dika. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, since by the case of the kadam, we assume that you yourself forgot and you moved it from one place to another place. So that would mean that in this case, we assume that the achbar indeed came, or not them. So not the achbar, not the person himself.
You forgot.
You yourself move the chametz from one location to another location.
You put it on this service.
You moved it, right, exactly. You moved it.
An achbar,
okay, in Chanan, that's he's saying, okay. He's saying it has been the Gemara. Okay. I hear what you're saying. Okay, you're saying that the achbar, it's a nation to bring more pieces. Very good, okay. Okay, right, next piece of Gemara. Omar Rava. Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fif. Okay, achbar is nichnas, and the kikar b'fif nichnas achrav umotza peirurin, and you find crumbs. So the achbar goes and he puts halacha tzachdik and mibnei shein darka shel achbar l'far. Now you go into the bayis and what do you find? You find the achbar, you find the peace, but you don't. But it doesn't matter. You have to assume. You find the achbar with the peace. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi. Nichnas achbar v'motzah perud v'tzach v'dika. The ain toilin hakikar boy. Shein darka shel achbar l'farer v'loy zehu kikar shichnas achbar. If you go into the house and you see, you witness the achbar bring a kikar into your home, and then you come into your home and you see that there are crumbs, even after you clean up the crumbs, you still must make a bedika to find the piece of bread. Mm-hmm. Because the piece, even though the crumbs equal in volume, let's say the amount of crumbs equal in volume to the kikar, to what the achbar you brought in, it's not the same. Because an achbar does not make crumbs. They're very neat, very meticulous. They don't make crumbs. Look at the case. You witness the achbar enter your home with a loaf of bread. So you got a problem. Okay, everyone agrees you got to make a bedika. That's right. You have a kashal Pesach home. Everything is kashal Pesach, and the achbar goes in with the loaf of bread. Okay, what am I going to do? I have no choice. I have to make another bedika. Find the loaf of bread. Okay, I come in. Look at that. I find there on the dining room table. I find crumbs, and the amount of crumbs add up to the size of an achbar. Okay, wonderful. To the kikar. So I'll just clean up the crumbs, and I don't have to spend the whole night searching the house for the kikar, because this is the kikar. It's not the kikar, because the achbar would not make the turn the kikar into crumbs. The mela, the crumbs is another problem. Another problem. Someone brought in crumbs to your home. That's one problem. But the achbar's kikar has not been accounted for, and you got to go do digging the entire house. V'yamarav, a new case. But that's like, let's say you have a child, you watch your toddler or your infant crawl in with a loaf of bread, and now you find on the dining room table crumbs, and the crumbs equal in volume to the loaf of bread. That's it. It's a done deal. You can go to sleep because you could assume the crumbs is the kikar of the tinuk, because the derech of the tinuk to make crumbs. V'yamarav, a tinuk nichnas v'nichnas v'kikar b'yodav v'nichnas achar v'datz ha'pirunim ain't such a dika. Boy, Ravo, Achbar, Nichnas, Kikar, Befiv. Okay, you have an Achbar, enters the Kikar, Befiv, Achbar, Yaitse, and the Kikar, Befiv. And the Achbar leaves. Okay, the Achbar enters. That's the Shaila. The Shaila is, are they the same Achbarim, okay?
Oh, you don't know.
You don't know. When it comes to people look different. But achbar and kishem shepar suchim in shavas, right? But it comes to mice, they all look like clones. So what do you do? Mahu mi amrinan? Do we say hainu haida alva hainu haida nofak? It's the same achbar, or maybe they were twins. You can't tell them apart. Aydilma achrinuhu. Just because you witness the achbar leave with the kikar, it's not going to free you from doing a bedika. You have to be choshed that the achbar that entered with the kikar is not the one that's leaving. Im tim suleimar hainu haida alva hainu haida nothing. Maybe you can be makel. Right, when it comes to bedika, that was the yisoid and amid aleph bedika tzchameit din drabona. We're not looking to be machin when it comes to bedikas chametz. It can be make you know it's say go you go in you go out. Have a new shayla. Achbar lovan. But let's say the one that goes in is white and the one that goes out is black. So certainly they're different, but maybe they passed off one to the other. The achbar that entered gave the loaf of bread to the black one on the way out. The achbar lovan nichlas v'nal dikar b'fev v'achbar yitshocho yoytzei v'kik b'fev mahu. It's definitely a different achbar, but maybe the white achbar gave the loaf of bread to the black achbar. It grabbed it from him. So therefore, also there's grounds to be makel.
They're both saying the same thing.
There's no question they're two different achbar. One is white, one is black. So what? So you should be machmir? No, because when the black one stole the kikar from the white achbar came with a loaf of bread, and the black one grabbed it out of his mouth and left. So you do not need to do a bedika.
It's so that you have to do a bedika. Maybe
because maybe not. Maybe the black one had its own loaf of bread, and the loaf of bread of the white one that entered has not been accounted for. Vaita. The imtim salam achbar lo shakli mehadodei. The mitzias is you have to ask a scientist. They don't share. They don't hand off loaves of bread one to the other. Achbar nichbar. So they have a nusha. So what would be the halacha in that case? So therefore, that's the case that we have the machmir. But maybe in the following case, there's grounds to be lenient. What would be the case? Achbar nichnas v'kika b'fev. V'chulda yoytza v'kika b'fev. And there's a chulda, a weasel. Okay, a chulda is like a cat. A weasel that's leaving. So it is the derech of a chulda to snatch a kikar from the achbar. The chulda yoytza v'kika b'fev. Machu. Chulda v'adai mi'achbar shakalte. And we can be makel, and you don't need to do a bedikah. We could assume this is the loaf of bread that came in and went out. Oy dilma achrinuhu. Why? Why would I want to say that it's there? Because the chulda, what does the chulda really want? It really wants the mouse. It doesn't really want the bread. So therefore, to really take it out, it would take out the mouse together with the bread in the mouth of the mouse. The oy dilma achrinuhu de'imisa de'mi'achbar shakalte. He would have gone for the prize. He would not have settled for crumbs. He would have settled. He only would have taken the achbar itself. We have no choice in this case but to be machmir. I have a new shayla. Here's the shayla. Achbar nichnas. Achbar enters. The kikah b'fif. Now here's the shayla. The chulda yoytza. The chulda is leaving. And the chulda has in its mouth two things. It has the achbar and a kikar. But the kikar is not in the mouth of the achbar. The kikar is in the mouth of the chulda. And also, the chulda also has in its mouth the achbar. Two things. The kikar be'achbar b'fi chulda side by side. So what's the shayla mahu? Hocha vadai yuhu. Certainly, it's the same thing. This is the loaf of bread. Because this white mouse brought in a loaf of bread. And this white mouse is now being removed from the house by the chulda. And what else is being removed from the house? A loaf of bread. And the bread. So certainly we can be nagel. Vada ihud oidilma no. In Isa, the ihu nihu. If really this is the loaf of bread that the mouse brought in, then the loaf of bread would have been found in the mouth of the achbar.
Not side by side.
The fact that it's side by side opens up the possibility that the mouse stored away, stashed away the loaf of bread, and the chulda found a different loaf of bread and found the mouse and took them both out.
Achbar too?
No, the same achbar, but a different loaf of bread.
Because he caught him too late. He caught him after that.
Right. He already hid. And that means what's still hiding in the house? The original loaf of bread. So you're going to be up the whole night doing a bedika. Because if it's really, really the same loaf of bread, then when the chulda would have snatched the achbar, he would have snatched the achbar with the loaf of bread in the achbar's mouth. So vada hocha vada yuhu oidilma imisa the yuhu na nihu kiko b'fi oidilma imisa the yuhu nihu. It's the same one. Kikar, it's the same loaf of bread. If it's really the same in the kikar, the loaf of bread b'fi achbar mishtaka chava. You would have found the loaf of bread in the mouth. You would have found the loaf of bread in the mouth of the achbar. Oy dilma, no. There's a very real possibility that didn't happen. Why? Oy dilma mishum bi asusohu denofal. The achbar was terrified when the achbar saw the chulda. So what happens? You ever see, what's that cartoon called? When the achbar sees the chulda, it's terrified. It drops the loaf of bread. Now the chulda will pick up the loaf of bread and the achbar. Due to terror, due to the fear of coming in contact with the chulda, the achbar dropped the loaf of bread, the shakalte, and now the achbar, the chulda took both. So what's the halacha in all of these shailas? Teiku, Tishbi, Yitales, Kushbi, Abayis, all of these merames on very interesting. You said this with nothing. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Good.
Is there a chiyuv here?
No,
it's okay. Is there a chiyuv here? No, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Brava.